The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Nothing at all. Half of love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all.
Good morning, good morning. Swinging.
I said all. Nothing at all. If it's love, there ain't no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all.
We're gonna be swinging tonight. Oh yeah, the Chelsea Piers, man. For the St. Francis Food Pantries, I'll be swinging with Vinny Raniolo and a great band and having some fun as we honor Commissioner Jim O'Neill. James O'Neill will be there, and we'll be paying tribute to the great commissioner. And we're giving away 7,000 taikis. Taikis, 7,000! For folks who are just dealing with hunger, especially around Thanksgiving time. So proud to be there. Great, great night. John Katsimatidis will be there with Margot. Ron Gilbert will be there. With Judy, I believe Tony LoBianco will be there with Elise. So it's going to be a great, great, great night in New York, you know. And I will be on stage performing and having fun. Tomorrow, again, I have commitments to the Rawlings folks. Very proud to be associated with this iconic sport name, Rawlings. The Rawlings Gold Glove Awards are tomorrow. They're in New York. They're at the Plaza. This is going to be huge. And baseball players from all over the world come in, from all over the country, certainly, and they get the Gold Glove Awards. They're presented tomorrow. This is a great event. And I wish that the MLB would televise this event because it's a great, great event. So that's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow. Then me and Al at the Army game on Saturday, we will see you there. We're going to have a blast. Next week... And then there's Los Angeles. I'll keep you posted. But I love when I see you out there, and thank you for showing up, and thank you for coming over, and thanks for keeping in touch, because I love you. You're part of the family, and proud to have you with us. There's a lot going on. Stay with me on this for a second before I go to the boys at 8:08. I don't look at this impeachment, quote-unquote, inquiry. You heard Judge Napolitano on the show, and, oh, well, Judge is anti-this, anti-that. He's my friend, and I'm not going to discount friends because we have political differences at all. I was pretty much, when I was in Morristown, New Jersey yesterday, and I was with the great Deepak Chopra and the great Raymond Chambers. These are men I have immense respect for, in awe of Mr. Chambers, frankly, always honored to be within his presence. He's just a great guy with grace and dignity, and Deepak as well. But, you know, politically, you know, you may not agree, but what am I going to do? I don't want to talk to you because you don't like the president. You like no. I'm putting all that aside. We're going to put all that aside. But you did hear Judge Napolitano say that there's no way in that the president's going to be impeached. It's just not going to happen. There's fears here. Can you trust the Republicans if indeed they impeach in the House and it does go to the Senate? Can you trust the Republicans? I don't know about you, but I don't. But I don't think it goes anywhere. So that's why I don't lean into
it, because when the Mueller probe was breaking it down every single day in a nauseating fashion, we would have to tell you about Robert Mueller, and then we'd have to tell you about the collateral damage, and about Manafort, and about General Flynn, and about Michael Caputo, and about all these good citizens who are just trying to live their life and do the right thing. And then the DOJ came in and created this bogus witch hunt, which was the Mueller probe, turned out to be the biggest political fail in the history of the United States politics, in my mind. So I'm not going to even go to the Ukraine thing, because there's nothing there. They got nothing. And it's not, and there's no way, sometimes I don't even want to address it, because there's nothing there. And true, and stay with me on this, if you'd be so kind to do so. If you see Adam Schiff there, what a character this guy is, I swear to goodness gracious. And again, I'd be mean, but I mean, really, I mean, God, the guy, please, Adam Schiff, where's Nancy Pelosi? Have anybody? She ran for the hills, man. You know why? They got nothing. That's why. They got nothing. It's like, and Adam Schiff's out there going, he's looking around with those eyes. Ooh, the Adam Schiff eyes burning, laser focused with those eyes. With it, you know, and he's looking around, and Nancy and Madam Speaker's nowhere, because she knows they got nothing. You know, all of a sudden she disappears. And they have, and now she's leaning toward signing this USMCA, this agreement. Oh Lord, we could use all those things: infrastructure, opioid addiction, mass shootings. Applaud the president for putting this first step initiative in to help out criminals, the criminals who deserve not to be in jail anymore. Please. So in any case, I think we're on the right track, but I don't even want to address it, because it's just bogus. It's fake news. And I'll tell you what, my instinct's been pretty good. Going into the sixth year on the radio now, and it ain't going nowhere. I do have to address this. Yesterday, and this we will bring the fellas in, because this is you are part of the family gathering around this table, and I chat with you with immense respect and love for being part of this family. So this is what happened yesterday. So we see Donald Trump Jr., Frankie Books, Donald Trump Jr. Donald Trump Jr. is, you may not like it if you don't agree politically. The kid's a rock star. He's smart. He's fun. He's a nice guy. This is the Trump family that I know, and this is why I am maybe biased in my support of the president, because I've known them all these years, and they've always been nice, great people. I mean, So Donald Trump Jr.'s book. So he's going to be on, and you know, he did that great show with Kevin McCullough last week with John Katsimatidis and Andrea and the Katsimatidis family. That was a great broadcast, by the way. And Kevin did a great job with Don Jr. and with Kimberly Guilfoyle. So now Don's going to come to promote his book, Triggered. We invite you to go to Amazon to check out the book, Triggered, from Donald Trump Jr. Nice kid. Well, we come up to the hour, and Don Jr. was supposed to be, I'm letting you inside, I'm pulling the curtain back, Don Jr. was supposed to be on like 7, what was it, 8:40, whatever it was, and then we went to the hour. So when Al runs the show, pretty much, and I got to tell you, something about Al, and I know you love your Al, and you need your Al every morning. He runs it like, you know, George Patton kind of ran the when Patton went to Sicily, he wasn't as harsh as Al is in the morning to me and Frank in keeping us on track.
Job. Love it so.
But he does. And Frankie, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you deviate I had to grovel for 3 minutes to let Judge Napolitano on.
I know, but this is the problem, is ultimately, you know, you could host the show, I could produce the show, but ultimately Al controls the buttons.
That's it. That's so it
ultimately, whatever he decides goes, unfortunately.
Well, no, but the point is, and I don't mean to be like light of it, because as you do a production like this show, and we're live, and it is like, people say, what's like morning radio is like? It's like a runaway train going down, and I have to wrangle. I want to make sure I got Frankie there. I want to make sure I got Al there. And then, you know, and we work, and then Debbie's going to come in, and then we have the guests come in. It's a runaway train, and I have to wrangle all this. Al's got to keep us on track. Otherwise, a computer will take over, and we'll be cut off, and there'll be an absolute mess.
We've had plenty of people fill in my chair on this show.
Yeah.
And usually nine times out of ten, I get a panic text from one Joe Piscopo.
It is not nine times out of ten.
Yes, it is. Nine times out of ten.
It is not nine.
Yes, it is. I'll name them all of who he has tried to put on
the
island.
Where the heck are you,
except
out, right?
Right. Where are you? We need you back. Don't take vacation.
So
don't take a day off.
When I see a Donald Trump Jr. on, and this is a great guest. And by the way, on his way to sit with Maria Bartiromo on Maria's great show, Mornings with Maria, that I know you listen to us while you watch her on Fox Business. So he's going to go and sit with Maria Bartiromo, sit in studio, by the way, at 8:30. And it's now, it's coming on the hour, it's coming into 8 o'clock. And then I see, oh, Donald Trump. So I say on the air, I see Donald Trump Jr.'s name come up yesterday. I bring him on the air, and I just go, Don, hey, man, thanks. Look, we're running against the clock. Could you hold? I know him long enough. I felt this, and if that's not a searing example of how nice the Trump family is, he didn't even think about it. He just said, yeah, no problem, Joe. I'm telling you, that's the Trumps that I know that are nice like that. And if it was the president, he would have said the same thing. They're just nice. For me, I've had nothing but nice experience with the Trump family. So I felt that it was okay to do that. But apparently, now, and I'm going to really pull the curtain back further. Frankie, you got some heat from the boss?
I did. And obviously, rather than just yell at me in private or by email, he waits until we're at a dinner with a dozen people, including some of the most powerful people in New York.
Impact.
And announces, yells across the table, you know. Frank, you know, not to be critical, I'm just wondering how this came to be. Why wouldn't you just blow out local news and keep Donald Trump Jr. on? And don't you think, you know, the president's son is more interesting than, you know, local news? And, you know, I didn't have a good explanation for him.
Thanks,
and he just said, please, you know, as I've told you before, yeah, you have my complete permission to, whenever you think it's
appropriate,
move anything you want, news, spots, anything you want, whenever you want to do it. You don't have to ask, just do it.
Yeah, so. you know what? I have to take the hit for that because I felt comfortable enough.
No,
with the Don
Al's,
Jr. No. I felt comfortable enough with Don Jr. To bring him on the air to share with you listening because you're this family, and to bring Don Jr., whose family, who I just felt comfortable. Said, could you wait? And it was like it was so casual and nice. If I didn't mention it, you wouldn't even think about it. But in retrospect, the boss is the boss. So the next time, Al, I guess if we barrel through, Al, just a technical question that I don't understand. Doesn't the computer take over?
Correct. So the computer would have taken over at the top of the hour and would have thrown us off the air anyway. And we have done this before where we have tried to override the command and it messes everything up. I'm not going to give my suggestion on the air. It's something we can discuss privately. I'd rather not discuss it on the air here because I think it would be beneficial not only for the audience, but I think it would be beneficial for the station as well. But we'll discuss it off air. My other criticism is if the guest had called
while
on
you're
time
at it,
like he was supposed
no
to,
question about
this
no,
wouldn't
no,
be
no,
an
no,
issue.
That happens in live radio. That
I understand
happens all the time.
I understand.
Well, not only that, Junior's a great guest.
No, he's a great guest, but he was 15 minutes late. That's, you know.
I know. But it was okay. He could be, in that regard, he could be as late as he wants because he was just great, by the way. And the fact that he was going on Maria live, stepping into a big television show like Maria Bartiromo show, I thought that was great. So it worked out. But Frankie, we hear you loud and clear. Next time, we're coming up to the news. Sure, I'll blow it out. You know what I mean? I'd rather talk to Don Jr. than listen to the news anyway, for crying out loud.
Absolutely.
Right?
Me too.
So too far. But sorry you took the hit for that, Frank. That's my hit.
As long as it's done correctly, I don't have a problem. The problem is if it's not done correctly, nobody's going to hear the interview. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. That's the issue.
We've done that before. And would reiterate the respect and appreciation that Don Jr. joined. He was great. And the book is Triggered, by the way. Please check out this great book
by Don Jr.
Triggered. Yeah, you're always triggered, but that's okay. That's what makes it fun. You never know what's going to happen. Let me go to Marianne before we break, guys. Marianne, good morning. Great to have you with us this morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I'd like to know what you think about the letter that Governor Murphy sent to Washington inviting the illegals to come to New Jersey. And by the way, I got my case of Michaels. Thank you very much.
Oh, there you go, Marianne. That's the most important thing. You're so welcome, sweetheart. If I could call you sweetheart, thank you very much. So we're going to break here. We do have to break now. But the Governor Murphy, apparently, I go to Al because he covers like a lot of the Jersey stuff living in the great state of New Jersey. The governor sent a letter down to Washington inviting illegals to live in New Jersey.
Exactly. He sent a letter to the president earlier this month. It was a presidential executive order that states refugees should only be settled in jurisdictions where state and local governments agree to accept them. So Murphy's basically saying, sure, let them come to New Jersey. It's no problem. We'll take everybody in.
you know, the mantra of the show, I'm trying to go along the lines of Deepak. Exactly. I'm trying to be transcendental here and be nice, but are you kidding me? No, sorry. And the governor's a great guy. And when I tell you a great guy, he's a nice, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. I can't afford it. We can't afford it. How can I afford? I'm going to pay for illegals. How about the people who work so hard to learn the language and the laws to come to America and are waiting to become citizens? Can we address those folks first? I am just saying. Hey, it's Joe on the radio, and we got Scott Adams. This is the creator of Dilbert. He's got a great, great new book called Loser Think. And we'll talk to the great Scott Adams momentarily. The great Debbie Duhaime is right there, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer. Good morning, Debbie.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thank you. We're going to take it out to the island. Sunrise Highway westbound, going to be out to our Connectquod State Park. All lanes closed with an accident right in the construction zone. You'll be diverted to the service road there. We're still seeing some delays as well as you head to the LIE westbound, slowing down right into that merge with the Northern State Parkway and volume as you head over to the Belt westbound, getting out past Sunrise Highway. An accident still out there. That was a 5-car accident. Staten Island Expressway eastbound, bumper to bumper, getting out toward the Verrazano because of earlier problems on the upper level. Inbound GWB, that's 20, Lincoln 30, Holland Tunnel, that's going to be about 35 minutes in from the turnpike, a little bit better from that 1 and 9 approach. And taking a ride over to the Garden State Parkway, we're seeing some volume on the Garden State Parkway north, getting up toward the Union Tolls. 287 North, exit 13. An accident as well, getting up past Franklin Township. 684 North, exit 3 in Armonk, a flipped over car. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill. After she confirms, you can then say, Alexa, play the Answer New York. That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Napa know-how.
Now at Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, buy a 2-pack of Night Vision Brilliant headlamps and get a pair of Proformer wiper blades free. Because when you put safety first, your equipment shouldn't be second rate. So upgrade to Napa Night Vision Brilliant headlamps and get a pair of Proformer wiper blades free. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. Some restrictions apply. While supplies last, offer ends 12/31/19.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
All right. You've heard us talking for a couple weeks now about the big event at the Army versus UMass football game. That Saturday is November 9th. Well, it is virtually sold out. In fact, it may be sold out by the time you hear the announcement. So pretty much, you know, gone. I think we got a ticket or two. It's going to be an unbelievable Veterans Day weekend that will be spent in a suite at the iconic Mikey Stadium with yours truly and Big Al Cthulhu, me and Al on the road at an Army game. Are you kidding me? The VIP tickets get you a parking pass. Listen, access to the Kimsey Suite, food, beverage, game ticket, and the experience of a lifetime with some of your favorite AM 970 hosts. These are exclusive tickets that you cannot get anywhere else. There are only a couple left. Okay, there it is. Only a couple left. So get that's because my friend, the fat man's not going. Big Dave's not going. So forgive me my political incorrectness there, but he's not going. So we do have a couple tickets. So get them while you can. Just head to, you ready for this? Here you go on. Army.eventbrite.com. Okay, it's goarmy.eventbrite.com. Most importantly, if you have already purchased a ticket, this is Mary telling me to tell you, and I never argue with Mary. She's our superstar sales gal. If you have not spoken with Mary, you have to call our sports director, Mary, immediately, please. 212-857-9633. Because the tickets have to get to you. You need them. The security is very, very tight, so you need to get your tickets. 212-857-9633. Lock up those tickets today, and Al and I will see you at the game.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of the show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
We're rolling through this Thursday morning. I love that you're with us. It's 8:25 on AM 970 The Answer. Around the country, around the world, actually, on AM970TheAnswer.com with Frank Morano and Al Cthulhu and Debbie Duhaime. And yours truly, Joe Piscopo. Scott Adams is the creator of the Dilbert comic strip, a New York Times bestselling author and author of the new book called Loser Think, How Untrained Brains Are Ruining America. Scott, I love that title, man. And welcome to the show, my friend.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Well, man, we know your brilliant work from the Dilbert comic strip. Then during the 2016 campaign, you started to repeatedly praise President Trump's persuasion skills on your blog. And I know you wrote a whole book about this. But in a nutshell, if I can, what made him so different as a communicator, do you think, Scott?
Well, I'm a trained hypnotist. It's something I learned years ago, and I've studied persuasion for most of my career as part of being a writer. Yeah, it helps to know persuasion to be a good writer. And when Trump started doing his campaigning, I'd be watching, and I had the same feeling everybody else did, which is, well, this isn't serious. And then I would watch him talk and act, and I thought, oh, my goodness, there's lots of technique here that people who don't study this stuff just wouldn't recognize. And by the time he called Jeb Bush low energy, that's when I said he was going to win the presidency, because that is just nuclear level persuasion. It took out the entire, you know, Bush dynasty with a nickname. That actually happened.
And Scott, too, but don't forget, Jeb Bush had $300 million in the campaign fund at that point, correct?
Well, I'm sure he had a lot. Plus, he had all the support, all the expectations. And Trump, you just brushed him off the table like he was a crumb. And I thought, okay, that doesn't look like an accident to me. That looks like something he can do over and over. And sure enough, he did.
You got blowback from your friends when you said that, correct?
Well, I don't have many friends left. That's true. That number has been quite pared back. Let's just say my weekends are a little more open than they used to be.
Great. We know the feeling. And I was just, listen, man, I was talking about that. That's the mantra of the show this morning. I'm saying everybody's got to put aside the divide. Let me just say objectively, if you're a trained hypnotist and you're the brilliant guy that you are, Scott Adams, Loser Think, by the way, got to check out the book, please. Loser Think's the name of the book from the Dilbert creator here. It's like, can't you put aside the divide? If you just disagree, it's like we just had my friend Judge Andrew Napolitano. I went to school with Andrew in elementary school. Everybody's got to just relax. You're making an objective observation of Donald J. Trump and his communication skills. Am I right?
Yeah, I was trying to just educate people and tell them what was coming and sort of, you know, wave my hands and say, hey, you're missing the show. You're missing it. You're looking in the wrong direction. It's a magic trick, sort of. You know, persuasion is sort of a magic trick. You're falling for the misdirection. You're talking about the wrong stuff. So I was just trying to be helpful. But, man, that's expensive.
Yeah, it really is. And this week I saw you said even when President Trump makes typos on Twitter, it helps him connect with the people.
Yeah, I got roundly mocked for supporting typos. It's not that I support typos. It's that people can feel that there was nobody in between the typer of the tweet and the receiver. And that's a feeling that just connects you better. You feel like you're just closer to the president. It's just a feeling that you're close to your leadership, and that's a positive.
Yeah, so you think, because I really believe, and I've known candidate Trump, I've known citizen Trump for many, many, many years, decades, actually. And I see I always see when I see him do something, I can recognize it's a concerted effort. And you're thinking, does he plan these things? Is it instinct, or is it indeed, that concerted effort? I'm going to do this when he opens that microphone or the camera goes on, do you think, Scott?
Well, if you look at the skills he's put together over the years, I think it looks natural, and I believe it feels like it's just spontaneous to him. But if you've written a book on negotiating, you've negotiated all your life, that's persuasion. You're a brander, you're a salesperson, you're a marketer, that's all persuasion. And he actually went to church with I think it was a minister or pastor, I forget the right term, who was Norman Vincent Peale, who was the most influential person of his time and also accused of being a hypnotist. He was so persuasive. So I think he's been just swimming in it his whole life, and he's had so much experience, especially the television and public appearance stuff, that he's just accumulated tools that he doesn't even know he has at this point.
Wow, you really are ahead of this curve, Scott Adams. Your prediction for 2020, before we talk about your book, Loser Thing, prediction for 2020, please.
I can't imagine that there's any Democrat who's in the race who has a chance against him. It looks like a slaughter, and I think the polls will start to reflect that closer to the election.
Yeah, it's so true. So tell us about Loser Think. How are untrained brains ruining America, man?
Well, if you spend 5 minutes on Twitter, you see a lot of really bad arguments, and people get locked in their little bubbles. And so I tried to write a book for people to understand why they're in their bubble and get them out with a bunch of tips. One of the tips for getting out of your bubble is just to sample the news from both the left and the right. And if you see something reported as the same fact, both left and right, that's probably a fact. If they say there's a hurricane coming, you know, pack up your crap and get out of the way. But if one says it's a fact and the other doesn't, it probably doesn't matter which said it was a fact and which said it isn't. You should question that. It's like, well, I think if that were really a fact, both sides would be reporting it the same. So that's the first trick. But the other things, there are a lot of things you want to avoid and can recognize in other people. The biggest one is what I call the mind-reading illusion. The fact that somebody's doing something that isn't technically wrong, but you can make it wrong by imagining what they're thinking when they did it. Like, were your intentions wrong? Is this part of your evil plot to control the world? Is this the first step before you initiate the prison camps? So you see that all the time. And if anybody who's ever been in any kind of a relationship with another human being, what's the most common problem? You think the other one's thinking something, and you're dead wrong.
That's a great observation. But I got to ask you, too, about the silly labels the media uses to suppress healthy debate. That drives me crazy. You know, Scott?
Yeah, some of the things that the pundits say is they'll say, don't normalize that. Don't normalize that. But that's an example of making you think past the sale, which is a persuasion trick. The sale is that it's wrong and that you shouldn't normalize it. But here's the thing. If you've got somebody, a president, let's say, who's criticizing the press, and the press is just doing a good job, well, that's probably something you should worry about. You know, we like our free press. But if the press has crossed the line into naked advocacy, don't you want your leader calling that out? Isn't that useful? So I want to normalize that. You know, I would love to normalize my leader telling the truth and criticizing things that are big problems. That's exactly what I want to normalize. But by sticking that normalize word in there, you make people think past the decision into, well, I guess we don't want to normalize things.
Yeah.
So there are a number of those types of things. And, of course, they'd like to label you a socialist, a racist, a communist, just to dismiss your entire philosophy, life, and achievements by a word.
That's so true. Loser Think is the name of the book by Scott Adams. Hey, Scott, before we let you go, we appreciate your time, man. I know, people are pulling at you to talk about Loser Think, your new book. But for folks that don't know your background, you seem to come out of a fairly typical corporate background. You worked in banking and technology. How did that road lead to the creation of Dilbert?
Well, Dilbert is based on my own experience in the cubicle world. I spent 16 years there.
Wow.
And so a lot of it is somewhat autobiographical, just in comic form. And these days I get a lot of suggestions on Twitter, et cetera, from people who say, hey, crazy things are happening here. Write about this, please. And I do, because if I can embarrass your boss, I've done something good.
It's like that, you know. So what advice, before we let you go, Scott, what advice would you give listeners of all political persuasions, please, about how to keep an open mind, sir?
Well, the main thing is looking at other arguments, and then there's something called the Gell-Mann amnesia effect that everybody should understand. It's based on a physicist who was named Gell-Mann, and he said that whenever he saw a story that was in the field he knew, physics, he could tell it was wrong every time. But as soon as he read a story about something he didn't know, he'd think, well, that's probably right. So that's the amnesia, is imagining that the news is right. And you've had this experience, I know, as somebody in the public, public eye. When you see a story about yourself, you read it and you go, well, that's not right.
Nobody
else could tell, but you could tell every time.
It's so true. Loser Think is the name of the book, How Untrained Brains Are Ruining America. Loser Think, from Scott Adams. He's the legendary creator of the Dilbert comic strip. Hey, Scott, great conversation. You're welcome here anytime, man. And we're gonna get the book, and please come back soon if you would, sir.
Thank you so much. I'd love to.
Thanks. Scott Adams right there, creator of Dilbert, Loser Think. You can get it on Amazon. Hey, it's 8:36 right now. Big Al standing by with the headline news just for yous right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
53 degrees and 8:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Both the incoming police commissioner and Mayor de Blasio say they have concerns over bail reform laws that take effect in January. The changes eliminate cash bails for suspects in low-level crimes and reduces the abilities for judges to hold suspects in custody in some cases. Mayor de Blasio says while he generally supports changing laws that kept people locked up just because they didn't have the money for bail, it's difficult to have a one-size-fits-all policy concerning law enforcement. Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea, slated to become the commissioner in December, says one fear is that victims and witnesses will be less cooperative with suspects out on bail. Police in Elizabeth, New Jersey, are reassuring city residents that members of a particular religious group seeking to add to their flock are not breaking any laws. Cops say they've been receiving allegations that a religious movement known as World Mission Society Church of God, or God the Mother, has been approaching people shopping around Elizabeth. Members of the group then purportedly attempt to engage in a religious discussion. Police say this is within their First Amendment rights to do so, but residents are reminded to exercise caution when dealing with any stranger. In sports, Knicks outscored by 15 in the second half in a 122-102 loss to the Pistons in Detroit. Knicks now 1-7 on the season. Five different Rangers scoring in a 5-1 rout of the Red Wings at Madison Square Garden. As you heard here on The Answer last night, college hoops, Syracuse losing to Virginia 48-34, while on our sister station WMCA, St. John's opened up the season with a 109-79 rout of visiting Mercer. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, Al, we have problems on 684 North, exit 3, getting up into Armonk. It's an overturned vehicle. It went right over the guardrail. A lot of activity there. Northbound side of 95 into the New Rochelle tolls. An accident is off on the shoulder. We're still seeing some pockets of volume here as you head over to the eastbound Newark Bay extension of the New Jersey Turnpike by the Newark Bay Bridge. Once you get out toward the Holland Tunnel, 20 in. Over at the inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, that's 35. Outbound Lincoln moving Frank Soli, westbound 495 with a disabled tractor trailer by Kennedy Boulevard. Inbound side of the GWB, that's still about a 20-minute delay getting into town. And we're seeing delays on the Bronx River Parkway south of Gun Hill Road. An accident there. Westbound Belt out past Sunrise Highway. Accident still being investigated. And expect delays on Sunrise Highway westbound out through Connectquot State Park with construction. But the accident there was cleared. Looks like we may see some rain later. High today of 57. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Now at Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers, buy a two-pack of Night Vision Brilliant headlamps and get two Proformer wiper blades free. At participating Napa Auto Parts and Napa Auto Centers, some restrictions apply while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/19.
Joe Piscopo with a special MyPillow alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com. Radio listener specials. Mike Lindell's newest book, MyPillow Towels, at 30% off at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use the promo code AM970.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. In my lab, I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. As a scientist, I know that balance of nature works.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Please be sure to tune in to Piscopo in the Morning with Frank and Debbie and Al next Tuesday at 8 a.m. for a very special announcement you do not want to miss.
Single? Struggling with your relationship? Facing divorce? Not sure about yourself anymore? You're not alone. Tune in to Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher from Elite Connections International for honest and frank talk about what's really going on. Learn the do's and don'ts of dating, relationships, and life. It's Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher. Sunday evenings starting at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's 841 with Joey on the radio. We experience the smart way to buy a car, Route 22 Toyota. Have you gone yet? If you're thinking about a car, I'll tell you, we got Route 22 Toyota for you. Right there, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, Route22Toyota.com. My sister Carol went down there. That's my favorite story because Carol went down there and she needed a car. She never asked her brother Joe. Like, hey, Joe, could you help? I know you got deal. You got smartwaytobuy.com. You got the Bram Auto Group. You got Route 22 Toyota. You know Iggy Giuffre personally. Personally, can you help me? Carol doesn't ask. She just texted me while she was at Route 22 Toyota, got a great deal on my brand new car. I love it. Thank you. And she just went down. That's how easy Route 22 Toyota is. And they really are. Now this which is I love because this is special from Alex Cancella. Alex is the general manager. He works so hard down there just to make you the right deals. That 0% APR financing that I tell you about, that comes from Alex Cancella. Up to 72 months for qualified buyers. But if you call, you got 5 minutes now. If you call 855-621-9949, and you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter, just like that, from Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. But you got to be one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, okay? And then you'll check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You'll check out the brand-new customer lounge, brand-new showroom, largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. All your European models are excluded, but if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. Come on, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter for Route 22 Toyota. Are you kidding me? This is a great deal, and you're going to love it at Route 22 Toyota. You will not have to deal with dummies at Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
It's a world of laughter, a world of tears.
I know you've been there. I know you've been there. And if you're a parent, you're a grandparent, this is, I always think, when they always talk about waterboarding, no, just put whoever you want to get information out of in this ride at Disney World. You'll get all, I'll talk, oh my gosh, I'll talk. Is that, so
what's that
Al
smell?
Told me. So now they're doing like smell-o-vision or smell something
yes.
in a small world at Disney World? What's
yeah, so now if you go to, well, not at Disney World, at Disneyland apparently now, they are going to have different scents while you go through. So you're going to get to actually smell different things while they're playing this song. So like coconut,
what, like
melon.
Not you know. Like a Subway smell that you usually smell
no.
in the Subway.
I mean. Oh, okay. God, that's gross. Imagine
what smell are you gonna match with those that noise? I mean, what do you match? I mean,
well, you know what
that noise?
I mean, it makes no. Oh please, that's you can't tell me that you don't go down to Disney World or you're in Disneyland.
No, it's in Disneyland,
California.
Not in Disney World. Let's make that clear to people.
All right, in Disneyland, California, you go through that ride, you're not singing that song for the next week, and it drives you crazy every step of the way. Whoever came up,
oh,
and
sure
I think somebody.
All right, so here it is. So it's yeah. It's in Disney World. Then three okay. new scents were just added to the classic boat ride. Cinnamon is in the South America section. Coconut is in the South Seas, and cherry blossom is in the Asia scenes. They joined two other aromas from past seasons. I don't know what the other two aromas are. And apparently the holiday version of It's a Small World returns on Friday. So I don't know. I mean, yeah, all right. You get this. So cinnamon is related to South America. Coconut in the South Seas. And this is kind of like racist a little bit.
I didn't want to say anything, but yeah, kind of.
Hey, look, it's New York.
Why don't they go to the Asian area and have like Chinese food like blowing?
No, but I'm just saying you were right. You said it smells like the subway. Like, what if you go past New York? Does it smell like urine? I don't understand. So,
well, I do wonder, you know, there are children from all the countries of the world in this exhibit. The air in India right now is absolutely horrendous, right? So when you go by the Indian kid, are they gonna like? Are you gonna have smog hit you in the face? I mean, so in New Delhi, for
there's
instance,
some guy smoking and he just blows smoke.
So
in, your face.
In New Delhi, the air pollution is so bad. The air is basically poison in New Delhi right now. If you breathe,
really?
Yes, if
yeah.
you breathe in New Delhi, that is the equivalent to smoking 33 cigarettes a day. That's how bad it is out there.
But they're doing that in a ride, then? You're telling me?
Well, they should if they want to be accurate. I'm joking. That is a joke.
Here's a cloud of smoke. Oh, it's great.
They could have the New Jersey portion with the turnpike and with that little flame on the turnpike burning, you know?
Yeah. That's the refinery.
What is that smell every time you run by the turnpike? What is that smell? Oh, it's just the refinery. Oh, this is great. They should have. I don't know who comes up with these ideas, but I'm sure it's going to be great. And this is only in Disneyland, not in
I'm sure if it
World.
Goes right. well, they will export
yeah,
it to the other Disney,
right,
Disney
right.
properties.
But right now, it's only in Disneyland in California. But again, I don't get the whole, you know, like, why do we need to smell different things? Just go through the ride.
What's the technical? What do you think the technical preparation for that is? I mean, how do you get the smell?
Well, they get
out?
The scent of coconut, and then it's just released into the air as you
people,
pass by.
Yeah, people, you have little Disney workers
a guy in
spraying,
the back hacking coconuts. Right,
no,
a machete.
Spraying those little aromatherapy things.
No, it's a machine. No, it's a machine. They don't, come on. You don't think a Disney cast member is standing there spraying the scent? Oh, hello.
Hi, I'm Mickey. Hi, I'm Sam.
Hi, what is smell cinnamon? It's right from South America. Hi, everybody.
Oh, man, only at Disney World.
Oh,
speaking of China.
Oh, boy, here we go.
I said, no.
Now, there's serious news about China. China and the U.S. have agreed to cut the tariffs right now because I guess they're getting close to a deal. They released this early this morning. China did.
That's right.
The U.S. hasn't commented yet, but, I mean, that's a big deal.
Is there aromatherapy there? Aromatherapy as they sign that deal, do you think?
What's that? Cherry blossoms. Oh, great. I mean, we're not going to get taxed on that?
Okay, now we're bordering racist now. I know where we're going. We're trying to deliver news, but you threw a joke in there. I'm pulling it back. No.
The
Chinese Ministry of Commerce said today that the rollbacks will come in phases. This is the amount of relief in the first phase will depend on an agreement that's reportedly going to be signed in the next few weeks. Billions of dollars of tariffs have been imposed by both sides as part of the ongoing trade war. So that's very, very interesting, and we'll see exactly what's happening there. You know, I don't know the searing story in the news. I'm seeing everything from John Bolton scheduled to testify to a new memoir from Whitney Houston's former girlfriend. You can't make this up. I'm reading the news here that Frankie has laid out for us. Iran strips a UN nuclear inspector of accreditation. Frankie, all these are stories that are bringing. And the president, Trump, is said to have tried to get. No, I see. Now that looks. I'm reading what looks like fake news. I'm not even going to read you what they said about AG Barr and maybe what the president said. Maybe what the president said. What gets me crazy when I read the news and as I go on this radio journey, unless it's locked, unless, for example, all these people accused in this Mueller probe where it's hearsay, where it's collateral damage, unless you're accused, unless you're convicted, you shouldn't be able, Frankie Fibrosa, to say one word about anything. And I believe that in the gossip that you see across the paper, so-and-so said this, so-and-so said that, unless you are convicted by a jury and you're locked and about to go off to prison, it should never be mentioned. Never be mentioned, because most of it's hearsay anyway, Frankie.
Well, the First Amendment is a double-edged sword. It's great that everybody gets to express their opinion, but you end up getting a lot of inaccurate information about there. But you mentioned the Attorney General. Speaking of Attorneys General, of story we speculated about earlier in the week, it does appear that former Attorney General Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III will be jumping into the Alabama U.S. Senate race. This, of course, was the race for his old Senate seat, and that was ultimately won because the Republicans nominated Roy Moore. It was won by a Democrat, Doug Collins. So this is really a seat that it's probably the Republicans' best chance to take back a Senate seat in 2020 that they lost a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's an interesting take. You're absolutely right, you know.
So we'll see what happens. Yeah, Sessions is going to have a primary, and we're hearing that President Trump is not at all pleased that Sessions is running for the seat. He would prefer a different candidate get nominated. But look, Sessions is still very popular in Alabama.
And by the way, speaking of those scents, apparently a friend of mine sent me a text message. She's a Disney vacation consultant. There are scents on so many other rides in Disney World that there's a candle company that sells them. So.
What? Really?
Yeah.
That sells Disney scents.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Smell like you've been on It's a Small World, you know. Only $9.95.
Oh,
there you
man.
Go.
Please don't do that. Please don't play that song again. Oh, thank you. 8:51, Joe.
Don't worry,
the radio.
I will. You're bothered by it? You're annoyed by it? Good. I'm going to play it in a loop.
Cross it with the Marshmallow World. That'll be great.
Oh, coming up next.
Marshmallow World. No. Oh. You know what? I want to hear again that Christmas song you just recorded. That sounded so nice.
You know, we will. Dave Damiani's coming up. Thank you. We really had a ball doing that.
Again.
We went back and forth like the old days, you know, and thank you, Deb. We'll put that in. Santa Claus coming to town. And you get it breaks on, Al, what did Dave say? Breaks on, what is it? Break,
Monday.
Drops?
Monday we'll play it.
Oh,
But when's it? What's the term?
Monday it airs on iTunes.
Not airs. It's not airs. It's drops. What's the hip term?
Whatever. Airs. Released. Who cares?
It's available.
On iTunes on Monday. Hey, Debbie's out there at 8:52 looking out for you. Always appreciate it, Debbie. You do such a great job. Always great to hear your voice as we go through traffic every single morning. How are we doing this morning, Deb? I know. It's Thursday, but still.
Oh, a car went over the guardrail here on 684, so pretty tough on 684 North, exit 3 in Armonk. Again, car right over the guardrail, two lanes blocked because of some ongoing activity there with police department activity at the scene. Garden State Parkway North at 91 and Brick, accident cleared. 287 North, exit 13, Franklin Township, a crash over there to contend with. It's busy at the outer bridge crossing getting into Staten Island because of an earlier stalled vehicle. And we're still seeing delays this morning as you take a ride to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound. Pretty busy heading right out toward the Verrazano Bridge. Also at Highland Boulevard, getting reports of an accident on that eastbound Staten Island Expressway. Stop and go on the Grand Central Parkway East at the Cross Island with a collision. Bronx River Parkway South at Gun Hill Road. An accident there. Sunrise Highway West slowing down by Connectquot State Park because of this ongoing construction. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder explains the bias from the left.
48% believe the president should be removed from office. 56% disapprove of FBI Director James Comey's recommendation not to charge Clinton. The point is, more Americans felt Hillary should have been charged than feel President Trump should be impeached and removed. Did you give a rip? Did you care about popular opinion then, Democrats? Media?
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 970. The Answer. Stop chasing customers and let them chase you. Salem Surround offers full-service digital solutions. We'll help target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. Call now for a free digital marketing checkup. Call Greg Cooper, Salem Surround Media Strategist, at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. 212-857-9635.
God bless us. Everyone.
What's the biggest blessing you can imagine this Christmas season? How about having your mortgage or rent paid for in 2020? It's possible when you enter the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Sweepstakes. Enter once a day to increase your opportunities to win. See rules and conditions for details.
To our Merry Christmas. God bless us.
God bless.
Enter the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Sweepstakes. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com. Sponsored by real estate and mortgage consultant Marco Danello. 973-768-0745.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. In May, New York State launched a $175 million workforce development initiative. Tell us about this program.
What we're going to be discussing with people all over the state is the ability for anyone involved in the whole idea of training workers for the jobs of today and for tomorrow. We now have money on the table to support that. A lot of people talk about workforce development and what it may mean, but we now have $175 million that the governor sought, the legislators all voted for. So what it's going to do is take us to the next level and allow New Yorkers to have the benefit of the most highly rated, state-of-the-art skills training programs. And at the end of the day, it helps them get a better job. It helps our employers. It helps the economy.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd. Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm so excited to tell you about this. You know, Mike Lindell is our buddy and inventor and CEO of MyPillow. Thanks you for making MyPillow the amazing company that it is today. Mike, he's such a loyal guy. He is such a great guy. So he's going to give you to say thank you for making MyPillow such a great company. Great discounts on all MyPillow products. Stay with me on this. I'm so excited. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the radio listeners specials, and you'll get great discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, so much more. Are you ready for this? Mike's newest product, the MyPillow towels. Come on. They are sensational. I just got them at the house. They're made in the USA with 100% USA cotton, offering a six-piece set of bath, hand, and washcloths in a variety of colors, now at 30% off with the promo code AM970. You got to check out the MyPillow towels, please. You know, I never have enough towels around the house. My house is in such disarray all the time. Love these. You will love them, too. Check out Mike's book as well, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. You get 10 bucks off with the promo code AM970 and free shipping on your entire order. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Or you can call 800-651-0798, MyPillow.com, promo code AM970. Hey, Joe Lumberg's with us. Joey, 857, how we doing? We got snow? Joe, did I say snow? Please help me.
A little bit at the very end of the rain
what?
Early tonight. In the north and west suburbs, I don't think
don't
it
say
in the city.
Snow. It's just a dusting, as it were, right?
At best, yes, at best. You know, maybe some slick spots for a time later tonight as it drops down to the freezing mark in some of the north and west suburbs. Tomorrow, cold, only 42, about the same Saturday, near 50 on Sunday, mild on Monday, but then it gets even colder later next week, and I wouldn't rule out snow Tuesday.
look at that. But nothing major, you're saying. Nothing major? Mm.
I don't think major, but, you know, the first one is always bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't
all right,
how
Joey.
Much it is.
We'll check
so
it out.
We'll keep you up to date on that.
And how's that Balance of Nature allergy report doing, Joey?
It's low today. It's low
all
today.
Right, we love it. Thank you, Joe Lumber. Appreciate it. A couple minutes away from 9 o'clock, 877-970-2999. If you want to check in on the Balance of Nature phone lines, Dave Dabbiani, my buddy, is going to join us. We'll drop. I think that's the word I was looking for. You drop this new song, Santa Claus Coming to Town, with me and Dave Dabbiani. We're going to swing it, baby, when we're coming back. 877-970-2999. It's Thursday. It's Piscopo. We're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
53 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City officials making changes to the 14th Street busway. DOT crews will be adding bus boarding platforms at 7 M14 stops starting today. Soon they'll be widening the sidewalk of the Union Square area by 14th Street. DOT says the platforms will speed up travel times because the buses will not have to pull over to the curb. The wider sidewalks will give more room to pedestrians. DOT recently restricted 14th Street to mostly buses. Police are looking for a man who shot a bodega worker in the Bronx, leaving him in critical condition. It happened inside the Healthy Juice Bar in Allerton around 10:30 last night. Police say a man walked into the store, pulled out a gun, shot the worker in the chest. Police said the suspect then pistol-whipped a bystander before taking off.